Dalid. Today I think is always a great day to learn about Midos. But specifically today, as we gather today, and we spoke this morning about the terrible, terrible atrocity, terrible tragedy in Pittsburgh, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, his answer was, and always was, what's our answer to darkness? What's our answer when we hear such evil and darkness? We need to spread more light. We need to bring more light. More Kedusha, more holiness to the world, more values, more ideals to the world. Become like Avram Avinu. So of course we have to mourn with the families, daven for the families, but our job is very, very appropriate to learn Olam HaMidos and to work on ourselves, and by extension, when we become fathers, when we become leaders, to pass on these values, to pass on these ideals, ethics and morals, to our families, to ourselves, and to society at large. And that's our answer. We see such evil, such terrible darkness. And our job is to push away the darkness with more light, with more midos. What happened on Shabbos is the antithesis of the right midos, the right values. Right? That's what we talked about. That's why we have to learn midos. Because that person believed terribly, erroneously, it was the right thing to do. Which is crazy, of course. But we say no. We're going to learn Midos, and we're going to spread them. We're going to spread them, and add more Kedusha, more light to this world. So, Yudalad, we'll do one paragraph today. And this is Lili Nishmasam, the Holy Kedoshim, that lost their lives because they're Jews. Because they were Jews. And Amir Tz Hashem, we should continue to spread Kedusha and light to everywhere in sight. Kateva Rambam, Hamasham Ruba Avos. This is the Rambam's commentary to Mishnah Avos. Vakolifi Rov Maisa. Everything's according to the abundance of the action. What does that mean? Shamalos Loyagilifi Rov Goldil Hamase. When does a person acquire good traits, good midos? It's not if you do something spectacular, something amazing, something phenomenal.
History Bowl tryouts will not be taking place today. History Bowl tryouts will not be taking place today.
Oh, you hate to see that. Ella, Lifi Rova Misbar Mase. When do Midos become part of you? According to the number of actions. We don't judge based on the spectacular, out of the ordinary actions. We judge based on the quantity of actions. Shayidei Sheyachpola Masi Matovim Pamim Rabos Yagilo Kinyan Chazak. By continuing to do good actions over and over and over again, then a person makes a kinyan. Then he acquires that midah. Through effort, continued efforts of doing and doing. How do we become a giver? Not by going on one crazy trip and doing a crazy thing. That's, of course, very nice. But repeated actions day in and day out of giving, then we become givers. And this is what the Rambam writes. L'mashal, imitain la'ani echad elef zehuvim b'vas achas. Let's say you give to one ani $1,000. Uvlani acher lo yitein klum, but to another poor person you don't give anything. Lo yel biado midah hanidivus bazeh. You're not going to become a giving person. Of course, it was very nice he gave the ani $1,000, but you're not going to acquire this midah of generosity. Bazeh hamaisa echad hagadol, as if what? Kamoshe megia lemisha nidnadev elif zehuvim elif pamim. According to if you gave $1 to 1,000 different people. That was what the Rambam was saying. What's better, to give 1,000 to one or one to 1,000? 1,000 to one is a very beautiful thing. But if you want to become a giver, you give $1 every day. You give $1 every day. One to 1,000. It builds, it builds, it builds. It becomes part and parcel of who you are. Because somebody who continues to double his action of giving 1,000 times, he makes a kinyan chazak, a strong kinyan. Vizeh pamachat levad, it's or nafsho, it's or riskadola, lepal tov. But if a person just does it one time, yes, he gets fired up, he's excited. Vachar kach, what happens? Paska mimenu. But then the inspiration fades away. The inspiration just leaves and fades away. So that's the famous question of the Rambam. I was once in Minnesota, and I had to speak on the spot, and I asked this. 1 to 1,000, 1,000 to 1. Why was it in Minnesota? That's a different question. But 1 to 1,000, 1,000 to 1. 1 to 1,000, because that allows us to inherit this trait of giving. And that's with all traits, all midos. It's repetition. It's constant until it becomes habitual and part and parcel of who we are. Have a great day.